You're listening to Empathica Radio, home to unsigned metal, hardcore, and punk artists, the true underground.
Hail to the king, baby.
So I'm going to have to say that Hardee's was terrible.
Why?
They burned my fucking chicken fingers, where the fuck those were. That's tenders.
All right.
They were burnt.
Well, go ahead.
We're recording now. So...
thought we were just having a conversation. Well, that's pretty much what you get for ordering chicken fingers from fucking Hardee's.
Well, they look fucking good. They usually are good.
No, you get a hamburger, okay?
I don't want that.
Don't order stupid shit.
I got a hot dog. It was good.
Well, you can't fuck that up, so.
Have you had a hot dog from Burger King?
No, I don't.
They're god
awful. Buy hot dogs from anyone. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, QT, I used to like to eat their hot dogs.
Yeah, Quick Trip's got good hot dogs.
Even then, I'd probably get a brat before I got a hot dog.
Nah.
Have you had a Burger King hot dog?
No.
Oh, they're terrible. Really? Awful. Jesus Christ.
Is there such thing as a good hot dog, even? I don't.
Yeah. I didn't know there was such thing as a bad hot dog. That's why I went to Burger King.
Hot dogs. You know, here's a restaurant that I'll never go back to. Olive Garden.
Really?
Yes. We had a terrible experience there.
Steve, just what? Don't eat out anymore, ever.
What do you mean?
Everywhere you go, you bitch about
it. No, I do not.
They burnt my salad. Or
I don't know how.
So, the old lady wanted to go there for her birthday. So, me, her, the kid.
That's where she chose?
Yeah. For everybody to get together and go. We already went out separately for her birthday.
Okay,
So, it was me, her, the kid, her brother, his wife, their kids, her mom, and her sister. Right away when we sit down, they're like, this lady comes over and starts taking our drink order. First thing out of her mouth, I'm not your waitress. I'm just taking your drink order. Like, okay. So we give her a drink order. Then she get back, I'll take your order. Like, what if you're not my waitress? Why are you taking my fucking order?
First off, we had that happen before. When four different people serve you, you know there's a problem.
Yes. Well, here's the deal. You know what I mean? Our waiter showed up halfway through. I guess he was late for work, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Because I didn't see the dude running around anywhere beforehand.
Right.
So, either way, they bring us out our salads. Or bring out the salad.
Everyone gets the same shit.
Where's my breadsticks?
They didn't give you breadsticks?
No.
That's the only reason I'm there. I'd be like, fuck the salad. Give me breadsticks.
Right. So I'm like, can we get breadsticks? Oh yeah. They'll be out in a minute. They're baking it. No, they're not. You fucking forgot to bring them out. Yeah. So whatever. Finally, we order our shit.
Did you get your breadsticks before you ordered?
Yeah. They end up coming. So then our waiter's here at this point. And then our food comes. I got the tour of Italy. It's what I normally get, which is...
My wife loves that.
Lasagna.
It's like one of everything on the menu.
Yes. It was lasagna, Alfredo, and then chicken parmesan. And I'm not shitting you. When they put that down in front of me, my brother-in-law almost... He was sitting next to me. Yeah. Almost just burst out laughing because how small the fucking portions were.
Really?
Which...
Well, do you know... Were you there for lunch or dinner?
Dinner. Mm. Yeah, I was there for dinner. I know the lunch, they do a different portions for lunch. No. This was dinner. And they put it down in front of me, and I'm like, whatever. I'm just going to eat it. I'll just fill up on breadsticks.
It was just a tour of southern Italy.
Yes, it was just a tour of southern Italy. It wasn't the whole country. So my mother-in-law gets Alfredo, I think. She's eating, and she's like, this is cold. So hers is cold. I go into my Alfredo... The noodles aren't even cooked. Like, they didn't boil long enough. And I was like, motherfucker. So the waiter came back, and she's like, mine's cold. She's like, this is, you know,
yeah.
I want it hot. She goes, at least go get hot sauce and pour hot sauce all over it. Oh, no, we'll heat it back up. And I was like, yeah, you might as well give me some, too, because these noodles aren't cooked. And I put my fork in them, like, to get them off my plate and throw them on my salad plate or whatever.
Yeah.
And one scoop. The whole lump just came up in one scoop, and it was not going to fall. Like, I went under it, and it wasn't going to fall over or hang down. It just stayed in that same position, and I threw it on the fucking plate next to me. So he brings hers out and brings me another side of it out, and it's cold. It's fucking cold. And she looked at me and my mother-in-law, and she's like, mine's still cold.
You understand there that everything in that building is pre-cooked.
Yes.
All they have to do
is heat it up.
Is heat it up.
But the way I look at it is, and maybe I'm wrong, I figure you have a big bowl of your Alfredo sauce, and it's just sitting on a stove, heat it. And you just pour it over the noodles, you send it.
Right.
But they can't even heat that right, because it's coming right out, and it's fucking cold. And then, so the lady came over, one of the managers asked how everything was, and we're like, terrible. So she took my bill, she took mine off the bill, and took my mother-in-law's off the bill.
Right.
But then we had another manager come out, because I guess he's more important than the other one that took the food off.
Because you need two managers at a fucking restaurant.
And he's explaining to my mother-in-law how, oh no, they put it back in the skillet and heated it up. And I just wanted to be like, no, they didn't.
There's no skillet.
It's fucking, it was cold, dude. I do know how to cook. So don't fucking feed me that bullshit.
They don't even have skills there. They have microwaves.
Yeah. Oh, it was just terrible. I was like, there's no reason to ever come back to this place. Because the time before that, all of us went like that, and this has been a few years. They didn't have any breadsticks.
We're out of breadsticks.
I'd have walked out.
Oh, I don't know why we... I stole all the silverware. There's like 10 of us there, and all the silverware ended up in my container. I took it home. I still have all the forks in there. But it was like, no, that's what people come here for. So, whatever. I didn't bitch or cry. I was like, whatever, just going to eat it.
There's no way I would have stayed.
But they already took my meal off, so I'm like, whatever. Get up and leave. We get up and leave, and we were walking out of the building. It is so fucking jam-packed in there. Like,
that's the thing about
that place. Couldn't move. We couldn't almost get out because there were so many people. Dude, I don't know who would walk in there and be like, well, fuck it, I'm staying. Yeah. I'd be like, or the door would open, and I would turn right around and leave. And when we got outside in the parking lot, and some lady did that, I guess her kid complained, and she like, because I didn't see it, I just heard it, because she was right behind us, she started screaming at her kid, I'm not waiting 2 hours for salad and breadsticks! Dude, people, I was just like, Jesus Christ. Like,
people love that crap. That's like the one by me. You could go out on a Wednesday at like 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning, and there'd be fucking 80 people there. It's like, what? Why is everyone so obsessed with this damn place?
Right. It's not.
Okay. At least on my side, you know, I'm presuming most of those people are from that around there. Yeah. We live in St. Louis. We have an Italian part of the city.
Right.
Why do you want to go to fucking crap-ass Olive Garden?
And you know what the funny thing
is?
So
bad.
The prices at the Italian part in St. Louis are pretty much the same prices as the Olive Garden. Maybe a dollar or two more.
No, it depends where you go. Well, there's some that are nicer and some that are probably fucking cheaper.
Yes.
I guarantee you. Yes. For the portions you get, I guarantee
they're cheaper. Oh, yeah. I agree. No, you're right. There are some really expensive ones. But for the mediocre middle-level one, you're getting way better food quality for at least the same price, if not cheaper, in Olive Garden. And it's real Italian.
Right.
This isn't shipped in from California.
It hasn't been frozen for 8 months or for God knows how long.
Oh, it was like I told you, I was like, we have no reason to ever go back here again. It's just, which I come from an Italian family. I lived in Italy for 3 years. So I know, like, to me, you asked me, what would you rather go, Olive Garden or Fazoli's? Like, take me to Fazoli's. Fuck it. It's the same shit.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same. It's still microwaved fucking crap, pasta and ketchup, or noodles and ketchup. You know, it's like, whatever. But
I don't know. My wife loves that place, so I go there because she loves it. And like I said, it's all right food, you know. But we've never had a bad experience there.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. I was like, what the fuck?
One time my wife was with a friend, and she, it was like you said, it was like real busy, and can barely even walk when you get towards the front. So there was a side door, and she decided just to walk out the side door. Had no, like, don't walk out this door, don't do anything.
Yeah, fire exit, I'm taking it.
Just walks out, and the sirens, just go crazy, you know, just are going nuts. And and she's like, oh crap. And she looks over, and this guy's like sweeping the floor, And he just looks over and he like shakes his head. So she's like, ah, fuck. She's like, I'm sorry, whatever. And leaves. And she gets the car and realizes she left her purse in there. Oh, no. She had to do like a walk of shame back in there. You should have left out of the fire exit again.
Give him the fingers. You're walking back up. God. That's awesome. The guy's sweeping, just shaking his head. I could totally see that. Like, yeah. Fuck you, asshole. You shake your head at me. Which means that probably wasn't the first time that happened that day. Yeah. And that guy's fucking fed up. He's like, motherfucker.
You just put again. A sign on there. Emergency only.
Well, this guy, yesterday when I helped him with his car, we stopped at O'Reilly's right up here by my house. Is that O'Reilly's? No, it's AutoZone. And they open at 7:30. We pull up the parking lot at 7:29. Mm. We wait till the clock switches over to 7:30. Get out of the car, walk up, door's locked. Motherfucker. So we just stand there waiting, and the guy comes up to unlock the door, and he's shaking his head at us. What the fuck, dude? It opens at 7:30. Yeah. Don't shake your head at me, bitch. If you don't want to be at AutoZone, fucking opening the door at 7:30 because it's too early on a fucking Saturday, bitch, go get a different fucking job. Yeah. But he's like shaking his head as he's walking up.
He just don't want to do work the first hour.
Right. And it's like 1 degree outside. And while Tim was getting some microfiber towels, when the guy was like, "Is that it?" Tim was like, "I should have told that motherfucker, no, you need to go check my alternator."
You should ask for all kinds of random parts that you don't even want.
Sorry, had him look stuff up.
Yeah, can you look this up?
Like, ah, no, I don't need that. Fuck that.
That's too much. I don't. Never mind.
I think AutoZone's got, or I think O'Reilly's has got cheaper. I'll go there. Yeah, it's. But yeah, but people should fucking shake your head at me. Bitch, it opens at 7:30. It's 7:30. Why aren't the doors open? What a dick.
If I had my, retail's dead, but if I had my way, I don't think I'd ever go out to eat.
Like, what do you mean?
If I could get my wife to cook every meal.
Just never go back out?
I would never go out.
I can see that. Never. I mean.
But, you know, she wants a day off of cooking or whatever, or you know, an evening and not cooking.
Right.
So I get it, you know. But I don't like the atmosphere.
No, it's.
And I still find it odd that someone, another human being is like serving me.
Yes.
Like it feels odd.
Oh, dude, I'll tell you what. We went to Louisville, this was a few years ago for work. We were in a training session. And it was at the Seelbach, I think was the hotel we were staying at, which is a Hilton. Super nice. The conference was in the building there, in their conference room. And there was a restaurant in the building that we ate at for lunch.
Yeah.
White tablecloths. Super nice. You got a bunch of dirty autobot guys, you know, auto body people in there.
Right.
We're sitting in there and it's all black people serving us, which makes me feel uncomfortable because it's like, I can get my own shit. And you know, they're looking at me going, cause they think we're all rich cause it's a rich ass hotel, but we're not. I was a parts fucking manager at the time. You know, it's like, and they wouldn't let us, like, I couldn't reach over and grab the butter. No, I'll get that. Oh, I'm like, dude, yeah. No, you don't have to do that.
Right.
It's fine. So it's just like, it was a very weird.
That's the worst, the ones that are so nice that they literally stand like,
yes,
8 or 10 feet from your
table.
I don't
like that.
And wait.
Oh, no, that's what it was. The water was sitting on the table and I picked it up to refill my cup. No, I get that, sir. And I was like, no, dude, you can go do something else because I can pour my own fucking water. It's sitting on the table.
No, you're supposed to like. Call him over. With
yeah,
your
you're
hand
supposed to call him over. I can't do that.
Like
this motherfucker's a human being. Yeah, he's a human being. I feel so uncomfortable that he's doing that. They're serving me like right. This. Like I'm their. Like I'm yeah. The shit. They're working for me, and it's just like, dude, just take my order. You bring my food. That's perfectly fine. But to wait on me hand and foot, like I'll pour that. I'll keep pouring that. Like, right. No, I don't want you standing behind me while I'm eating. Please just.
Yeah.
And I'm just not big into them restaurants either way because. Rich people eat like shit. Like,
what do you mean?
Not like bad for them. Like their food's shitty.
Oh,
it's super small portions. It doesn't taste good. My mom's side.
The one thing that I got figured out some of those restaurants though is how long dinner takes.
Yeah,
it is smart. Like you know, to have your like first course, and then it's another 20 minutes till your second course, you know? Because right. by the time you get to your steak or whatever, you're like, oh, I'm not even hungry.
Right.
Because you know? You've been sitting there for an hour already, eating very slowly.
Right. Well, it's like but. On my mom's side, they have a, they're well-to-do off. And a lot of the weddings I went to with all the kids getting married, so all the parents are paying for it. There's plenty of times where the food was like, it was just super expensive. But it's just like, this doesn't even taste good. $100 plate, and my chicken's like, I don't know, it's small, with right. one asparagus laying there. Yeah. You know, and that's it. That's just like right. this was $100. We went to my wife's aunt and uncle. There, one of their kids got married, and this dude's loaded. And it was at the fucking history museum, is where the reception was at. Like when you walk into the history museum, it was all just right there. Weird as fuck, but whatever. You didn't get to choose what you wanted. You know, most time it's like chicken or fish. If it's like, if it's not the buffet style, yeah. they'll kind of, you get an option. No, right. you were eating chicken no matter what.
See, that's the worst.
It was dry as fuck. And I know they paid out the ass for it. You're better off getting me a muscatoli fried chicken. And was it roast beef? That's the other one they usually do on the buffet yeah, where they do the.
Something like that.
Yeah, don't hand me your elegant food.
I like the buffet, the wedding buffets. Those are way better than
yeah.
having just your choice of like two things. I hate that. Do you want chicken or beef? And it's like, no, I don't want either.
Yeah. My uncle Rick got remarried 3 years ago, three years ago. And it was at the mansion here in O'Fallon.
Yeah.
And it was the same thing. You got to pick between steak and I think salmon.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I guess I'll get the steak. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, this steak. You know what I mean? I already know what to expect. It's like, it's going to be terrible. Dude, it was actually really good.
Really?
That's the first time where I've actually you know, something like that. But I think they're known for their steaks.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like, I was like, holy shit. Now, the portion wasn't very big.
It wasn't.
But I expected that. But it was actually it was good food.
Yeah, I've never eaten there. I've only heard good things about it.
Mm-hmm. The steak was really good. Cooked, you know, it was good. And they didn't cook it the way I want it. Because they didn't give you an option.
Did they have ketchup, though?
They didn't.
No? Okay.
Damn. You got to pay extra for ranch, Brendan. Sorry. You're like, can I get ranch? They're like, what the fuck is that? Because I'm sure they had their own house salad dressing.
Yeah.
But, no, yeah, like, they cooked their steaks a certain way for that. And it was probably medium.
Yeah.
But it was good. Because even, you know me, I'm picky, especially with my steaks. I want that shit rare. So, but for it to come out and taste good and be a medium, I'm completely fine with that. It was good. That's the one and only time I think I've ever been to a wedding where you had to choose, and it was good. Just give me the buffet.
Easy. Your rare steak thing reminded me of something. Do we have time to
keep
going? So me and my wife watch this. We watch a lot of food shows and movies and whatever, and we watch documentaries with food. And this one was about, like, the milk industry. And they weren't bashing the milk industry or anything necessarily. Right. But they were talking about... a lot of it was how people are drinking raw milk.
Yeah.
Unpasteurized milk.
Yes.
And how awesome it is for them and blah, 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 and all this stuff. And it's just like, I can't imagine the risk. You know, they really think the reward is worth the risk. And it's like, I don't think it does. I'm not sure, but there's a lot of risk there, you know?
Right.
They're like, oh, my kids feel so much better all the time and stuff. I'm like, yeah, until they get, you know, who knows what.
Yeah, who knows what.
20 different illnesses that you thought were gone for the last 100 years.
Right. And the only reason they are gone is because we started pasteurizing
Whatever they invented pasteurizing, how long that's been.
Right.
But it was just weird to me. It's like people just do stuff just because they can, I feel like.
Right. Well, they were like, well, they didn't pasteurize us 1,000 years ago, so that's why we're not going to do it now. Or, you know, we're going to drink it natural like we did 1,000 years ago. Well, we also only lived till we were 30 years old 1,000 years ago, so.
Because we're dying from this shit.
Right. You got a cold and you were fucking dead. I mean, it was like, you started sneezing and it was like, oh, Travis, I'm sorry, buddy. It was nice knowing you. No, I think it was an allergy. No, dude, you're done. You're fucking done.
But, I mean,
and then if you survived it, they just burned you up because they thought you were a witch.
And like, so people are like feeding, you know, raw milk to like their infants and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just like, no, what's wrong with you? I don't.
Well, it's like the people that get crazy about the, well, I'm not going to get my kid vaccinated. because it's the government putting chips on you or putting, or it's like,
some sort of, yeah, right, right.
I don't think that's really the case here. If the government wants to find you, it's called cell phones. Let's be honest. They don't need to go through the trouble of making sure everybody gets a chemical put in them.
You already have your chip in your pocket.
Yeah, you have your chip in your pocket because everybody's got one. So, fuck it.
And it's actually illegal in like a whole bunch of states.
Oh, really?
To even sell unpasteurized milk.
Well, yeah, because they're like, we don't want you to die.
Right, right.
We're making it illegal. Yeah. Well, it's like rainwater. You can't catch rainwater. It's illegal.
Is it?
Yeah. Hmm. That's because they say you're stealing water from the city.
Yeah.
But that's just a money thing.
I mean, if you have, I mean, there's systems for that.
Right.
You know, I mean, if
you you can't even collect it like so you can water your garden with it.
Yeah,
instead of using your hose, because that's just way better than your hose, because now it doesn't have all the shit in it. I mean, it's acid rain, but the plants are used to that.
Yeah.
So, but it grows better with natural rainwater. So, if I were to set up just a bucket or like 55 gallon drum to catch rainwater, so I can use that when it's get a drought, I can get a fine for it. Don't steal it for the water company. Get the fuck out of here.
I never even thought.
I can't
about
even
that.
Use my water.
I never even thought about that.
Yeah. Are they gonna fucking give me a discount this month since we've been on a boil order since fucking Thursday?
Fuck no. They'll probably charge you more. Well, we had to fix some shit.
We had to fix some shit. So
$20 fee.
$20 fee. Fuck you guys. Even though I did drink the
water.
Sorry
about that week. We didn't have water.
They're like, you can take a shower, but don't wash your hands on it.
What?
Yes. It's what it said in the email.
Really?
Because you're going to wash your hands and then eat right after. I can't imagine.
I'm in the shower. It's blasting me in the face. Like, it's not going to get me in the fucking mouth.
It's like, how bad is the water?
Yeah.
After I dry my hands off, they're still.
They're like, no, the shit's on there. It ain't coming off. I was like, what the fuck ever? Yeah. Like I said, I filled up my water bottle to go to the gym. I always do it the night before.
Yeah.
So I, not thinking, I filled it up by the refrigerator. Morning, I got up. I got to take my blood pressure medicine. So I take it. I drank it, and I'm like, I don't think I was supposed to do that. They clicked. As soon as I took the big drink, I was like, oh, fuck. I'm not supposed to be drinking this. So I poured it out and poured bottled water in there, but it was just like, it's too late. Why do I don't even know why I bother. I just drank a fucking big mouthful of it, but it's nothing happened.
It's funny. This time of year with this cold of weather, the water in our area gets, like, cloudy as fuck.
Yeah.
And, like, you can't even see through it. And they're like, it's perfectly fine to drink. They're like, it's just that damn cold. Like, it's next to frozen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they warn you about it, you know, that it's going to look weird, but it's fine, you know.
All the fucking chemicals they pump into there.
Yeah.
I don't even want to know. It's better off just not even thinking about it. People are like, they put all this in there, but don't tell me. I drink tap water, so I don't want to know.
I want raw water.
Distilled. Give me distilled water, because that'll kill you too. All right, let's play something. Anyway.
Let's play some obscene Shadow Burial. We'll be right back.
That was Shadow Burial by Obscene. They are out of Indianapolis, Indiana. They're on Blood Harvest Records, and they can be found at obscenedeathmetal.bandcamp.com.
Yes. Yeah, we got a bunch of stuff coming from all these super underground labels. It's awesome. It's all the gnarly stuff, which is what I like. A lot of death and black metal.
Is that all we are now?
Yeah, that's what it's turning into. Okay. No, we got other bands sending us stuff. Rack. Yeah. It's funny. So I got hooked up with all these labels, all the metal, these underground death and black metal labels. And then I was like, okay, they're sending us all this stuff, all sorts of stuff. So I'm like, I need to get punk stuff too, because that's, you know, what we do. So I started looking into underground punk labels, and it shows how much I know nothing about it.
Really?
I know nothing about it. So I'm looking at these labels going, because I can type in underground metal labels and Metal Blade or Relapse will pop up. I don't consider that underground.
Yeah.
It is, technically, because it's not mainstream, but in the metal world, I look at that as a major label in the metal world.
Yeah, sure.
It's a major label for the underground. You know, they're bigger labels. So I know when I'm looking through metal, what labels are like super underground. Punk? I don't know.
No idea.
I'm like, I could be emailing these companies trying to get music to send to us, and these guys aren't super underground. You know what I mean? They could be stuff that's... I'm looking for stuff that you can't go to Best Buy and pick up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Not saying these bands we're playing don't have albums out, but you're not going to the store and picking them up. You're ordering them online. That's it. It's the only way to get them. Or at their show. So I'm afraid some punk band, they're going to send me this stuff, and I don't know who they are.
Yeah.
Because I'm more of a metalhead. I do enjoy punk. I just don't know enough about it. So they're going to send me stuff, and we're going to start playing this stuff. And our listeners that like punk, like, what the fuck are they playing them for? You know, they're not that underground. Or because they'd be like, fuck, I don't know. So I was just like, I kind of just gave up on it. I don't know what to do.
Is there any local shows? Is there any local punk bands?
Yeah, there's some around here.
Go to a few shows. And
yeah, I know. We're going to have to go and do that.
See what's local first. Go from there.
Yeah. I mean, we get them sending stuff from all over the country and world sending us stuff, and that's fine. Yeah. But I didn't want to turn this into like 100% metal, because we've been playing punk since the beginning. I want to keep that. Yeah. But I also... like I said, we have all these underground labels sending us stuff. I wouldn't mind getting some punk stuff sent to us, too, to help for the fillers. You know, what I really want is the people that aren't on any label sending us stuff. But that comes through ads, so.
Yeah, that's...
Because we're still trying to build up.
It's hard to track those guys.
So. Yes. I have to put ads out, and they send us the stuff, which is fine. But that doesn't always come through all the time. You know what I'm saying? That's why I hit these super underground labels up. So at least we're always going to have music to play now.
Right.
But I still want to get, I think what I've been doing, like with last episode and this episode, it's been like half and half. I think because we've been doing like 6 songs a show. 3 of them are people that have sent us stuff, and the other 3 are from the labels sending us promos.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm working on. But like I said, it shows how little I know about punk music. Because I get in there and I'm like looking at these, because all of a sudden I think I find one. And then all of a sudden I see a name that I recognize. And if I recognize the punk band, then that means they're not that underground. So I was like, oh, fuck. So I can't use this label. It'd be like me sending something to Metal Blade. I'd be like, oh, you want to send us promos? And they're like, who the fuck are you? You know, the super underground labels, they love it. They don't care. They're trying to get their artist out there. So,
right.
Metal Blade, Relapse.
Probably don't need our help.
They don't need our fucking help. We need their help. Shit, what we got up next?
Looks like Baleful Litany playing Fane of the Adversary. We'll be right back. That was Baleful Litany with Fane of the Adversary. They're out of Orlando, Florida. And you can find them at balefullitany.bandcamp.com.
All right.
All right.
Think they ever play Disney World?
Yeah, definitely.
All the time.
Yeah, they play all the time. They let them in. I think they're like the one of the house bands.
Okay. That'd be awesome.
Would be. I was trying to think of what to talk about, what I want to say, but you know what? I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait till the next episode.
Yeah, do that.
I'm going to wait till the next episode to talk about this because it's going to be a good starter. So you're going to want to stay tuned. I'll give you a little hint. And I think me and you already talked about it at work a little bit, but Brendan doesn't know about this. I read a book it was called The Star Wars Conspiracy, and it connects Star Wars and the occult.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, this should be interesting. So we'll get into that next episode. You're going to want to check that out. Okay. Especially if you're into the occult.
Or Star Wars.
Or Star Wars, yeah.
Or so. Star Wars and the occult.
Or.
I'm starting a new church. The Star Wars occult.
Okay. How do I join?
You want to join?
Yeah. How do I do it?
You're in.
That was easy. All right. Do I have to go door to door with a lightsaber? And fucking.
Only on Halloween.
On Halloween? Fuck you and your pagan holidays. All right. What do you got next, Brennan?
Totago War Chest.
Profit from the color once again. What you know, what you know, man. Tearing brotherhood at its end. Can you feel inside when we feel is right? Let you believe what you do is right. Now we know the choices we make. Begin to make a drastic change. And the feelings will be pushed aside. Your broken wings will quickly heal. And our love to fly and our strength will slowly grow and deep revenge. And our feelings will be pushed aside. Our broken wings will quickly heal and will justify. And our strength will slowly grow and deep revenge. How can you speak if you never been? Stand and profit from the color of skin. What you know, what you know, man. Tearing brotherhood and insane. Can you feel it down when we feel it's right? Let's believe what you do is right. Now we know the choices we make. Begin to make a drastic change. And the fears will be pushed aside. Our broken wings will quickly heal and will learn to fly. And our strength will slowly grow and deep revenge. And the fears will be pushed aside. Our broken wings will quickly heal and will learn to fly. And our strength will slowly grow and deep revenge. What you know, what you know, man. Deep revenge. What you know, what you know, man. Deep revenge. What you know, what you know, man. Deep revenge. What you know, what you know, man. Deep revenge.
That was War Chest by the song Totago. They are out of Chicago, Illinois. You can find them at TOE-TAG-O.bandcamp.com.
Hell yeah. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I was trying to get my paperwork in order over here. So this next band, did you see where they were from?
Israel.
Yeah. So that's kind of cool because that's probably pretty dangerous for them to be playing this type of music, don't you think?
I don't know.
Because they are either a black metal or...
Death Black Thrash.
Death Black Thrash. That's what it is. Because I would think that they don't take kindly to that over there. Am I wrong?
Don't know. Never been.
I don't know.
I thought
never been there.
Because I thought I read an article like within the last couple of years that there was some metal band over there. They got like...
Right. I heard something.
They got like in prison and they were going to fucking kill them over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't even know if they were like this kind of metal band.
Who knows?
So it's just like...
Maybe it's an up-and-coming thing over there now. Like, I don't know. Underground metal.
It's fucking cool that they're doing it. That they're like, fuck you. I mean, if you told me you'd cut my head off because I was going to play a certain type of music, I don't care how much I like it. I'm not going to do it. I don't want to get my head cut off. Kind of goes along with the same thing we talked about in the last episode. I don't want to die.
All right, Steve. We get it.
Painfully. Anyways. Now, go ahead and introduce him, Brennan.
This is Ziggurat, and the name of the song is Blind Faith.
Misery and despair.
That was Blind Faith by the band Ziggurat. They are out of Israel. They can be found at bloodharvestrecords.bandcamp.com/album/ritual-miasma. M-I-A-S-M-A.
Whatever that word is.
Can you say that again? Can you do the whole thing over?
Yeah. 1-800-555. No, they're a good band. They're fucking brutal. I love it.
If you can find them.
You go to that, you'll find them.
Yeah.
Anywhere else?
Something.
I don't know. No, they're good. Buy their stuff because they're in the danger zone playing that. Support them. Or don't, because maybe they don't want to be found. I don't know. That's tough. Tough decision. They're a good band, though. I was impressed.
They're probably constantly touring Europe because they don't want to go back.
They just want to go home. Where are you guys at? We're in Europe again.
We can't go back.
We're back in Europe again. This next band we've played before. It's been a while, but I got some new material out. Oh my god damn it.
Live Kill? Live Kill?
Live Kill, I think.
Live Kill? Okay.
That's what we called them last time. Is it?
I don't remember.
Okay. Might as well stick with it.
Hey, so. They kept sending their stuff, so I guess we were saying it right. They didn't yell at me.
Then this is Live Kill with the song Turn to Gray. Turn to Gray by Live Kill. They're out of Florida. You can find them at facebook.com/livekillband.
Right on. If you are in a band or know somebody in a band, underground, unsigned, independent, and you want to get heard on the show, send it to our email address, empathicaradio@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram @empathicaradio. You can find me on Instagram @empathicasmitty. We have a Facebook page. Just type in Empathic Radio, you'll find it. What are you laughing at? What the fuck are you laughing at? Spit it out. Spit it out, motherfucker. You want to do this part?
No, this part sucks.
I know it does. So I always feel like I'm forgetting something.
You look like you are.
Fuck you. Subscribe on iTunes or Google Play Music. Our hosting site is podbean.com. They do offer an app that you can download for free and subscribe to there if you don't like Google Play or iTunes. I think it's for either operating system. Yeah. Fuck you, Travis. You know,
or don't,
or don't. We don't. No.
Oh.
I didn't say it. We do care.
Okay.
God. Me and Brendan care. Travis is an asshole. He's just fucking angry because I'm making him be here longer than normal. Go ahead, Brendan. Let's end this one.
All right. The last band we're gonna play is called Dissolve, and you can find them at facebook.com/DIZZOLVE, and the name of this song is Porno Dump.